trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home protection plan from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your expensive covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-9785. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? The air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay them for you? If you'd rather save your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-500-9785. That's 1-800-500-9785.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
I think I told you that's my favorite expression when people say, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you don't hear that in commercials. Yeah.
And I'm kidding. It's not my favorite thing. I can't stand it. Maybe it'll go the way of, remember when everybody said, whatever?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe this thing will join that in the phrase graveyard or something. It is time to catch up on the Hollywood gossip, the scoop, the dirt. Nobody, there's a song, Nobody Does It Better. Who did that song, Tina?
Carly Simon.
That should be your theme song, but this is a good one. Nobody does it better than this lady. Here she is with the stuff, Tina Marie Dalpiez.
Yeah. Thank
you. You know what? Tuesday, I think about what's my favorite day of the week. It's Friday, because I'm not here, but then it's Tuesday. Tuesday is my favorite working day. It really is, because of this. This is one of the big reasons, so it's
well,
all yours.
Thank you. All right, well, we're going to start off with the dead person, as usual.
Oh,
this guy is only 25, or he was 25. His name was Pete Hayes. He's the drummer for the band called Echo Lake. He died following a long illness. Echo Lake is a shoegaze dream pop band out of South London.
What the heck does that mean?
Well, I had to look that up because I didn't know. The term was coined in the UK because the musicians in these bands stood pretty still. During their live performances, they looked detached, introspective, and kind of just kind of stared out into space, hence the idea that they were gazing at their shoes.
It's ridiculous.
So, what?
Yeah, I know. Huh. I'm just repeating what
now,
I...
Am I the only one who doesn't know or has never heard of this guy? Don't you think most
no.
people don't know who this
no,
guy
I'm
is?
No, I'm pretty sure they don't.
Okay.
But I just thought that shoegaze thing was kind of interesting.
And stupid.
Fabian Zanzi. You probably don't know who that is either. He's a former employee of the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. He's filed a federal lawsuit claiming that he, too, was sexually assaulted
Travolta.
By John Travolta.
Yeah, uh-oh. Here it comes.
Yep. Zanzi claims in June of 2009, Travolta took off his robe and rubbed his naked body against him during a food delivery to his cabin. He said he offered him $12,000 to keep quiet about it, but now he's seeking an unspecified amount for assault, battery, and emotional distress. Of course, Travolta's attorney says, and this is just another guy looking for his 15 minutes of fame.
Okay, not an attorney. Here's my take. Hearsay. How do you prove that? How do you prove that John Travolta did that?
I don't know how you could.
Good luck.
Yeah. Rapper 50 Cent was released from the hospital this morning after being treated for minor neck and back injuries. His SUV was rear-ended by a Mack truck on the Long Island Expressway in New York earlier this morning. They took him away on a stretcher.
You know what's interesting about that story to me? You said Mack truck. Is that what the article said?
Yes.
Why?
That's what they used to always call him, didn't they?
No, that's a brand.
Yeah.
Mack is a manufacturer.
Right, right. I guess it was the Mack truck.
But I think it's interesting that why is that in the story, as it was reported, that he was hit by a semi, tractor trailer. I don't know. It just seems weird to me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Alex Trebek is doing much better 2 days after suffering a mild heart attack. The 71-year-old Jeopardy host is up and about and hopes to head home soon. He has hosted Jeopardy for 28 years, had a previous heart attack back in 2007, and then he was in the hospital last summer when he snapped his Achilles tendon.
Oh.
Remember he was chasing somebody that
An intruder or something?
Hotel, huh? Yeah. Mad Men star John Hamm and his longtime girlfriend Jennifer Westfeldt were robbed in London. They were eating at a restaurant. Some guy stole her purse. I guess they didn't realize it at first. The robber took the purse to the hotel because I guess he rifled through and found their hotel key, took it to the hotel, and then broke into their room and stole stuff out of there, too.
Gutsy guy.
No kidding. But, you know, here they don't put your room number on the keys. It's a card.
Right.
So unless you keep it in that little folder they give you where they write it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So don't do that. Zach Galifianakis is getting married. The ceremony is reportedly taking place on August 11th. He drew the invitation, and he drew himself as a little troll, and then he drew his bride as a really tall, pretty princess. They live on a farm in North Carolina. They stay away from Hollywood. It's a baby boy for Jason Lee and his wife, Saren. I believe that's how you say it, or Serene. It's
C-E-R-E-N. Jason Lee?
Jason Lee from Earl. And
my name is Earl.
I've never
Almost Famous, and...
Is he that guy with the big mustache?
Well,
he was
sometimes
in
Almost
Earl. He was in the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies, too.
Okay,
he
played another place I would not
David Seville.
And he has a couple TV shows. Right now, his TV show is Up All Night.
Never saw it.
It's on NBC. He has two other kids. One, his daughter Casper is 3.5, and he has a son. His son's name is Pilot Inspector.
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
He's 8.5. His name is Pilot.
That kid's going to grow up normal.
This guy had a drug history.
Yeah. Actor James Marsden is expecting his third child. He split up from his wife last year. He had a one-night stand with this Brazilian model, and then she got pregnant during the
I know I should know who that is, that name, James
Marsden. He was the prince on Enchanted. He's
never saw that either.
Wasn't he in like 30 dresses or 80 dresses?
Well, I wouldn't know that one.
Well, boy, there's a lot of people that I don't know who they are because
you would
they're in
know
the
him.
Wrong movies.
If you saw him, you would know him. Ann Curry and NBC are negotiating her exit from today. The hang-up, of course, is money. She has a 3-year contract, and 2 years are left on that at $10 million per year. Sources say Ann wants the full $20 million and her exit papers. NBC wants to pay her $10 million and give her a job as a foreign correspondent. It's like, ooh.
Well, yeah. let me see.
Yeah, this is a tough decision.
I think I want my full $20
million.
No
kidding.
You.
Go for it, Ann. And do you watch the Today Show, anybody?
No.
I do once in a while.
Yeah.
No, I do.
I like Ann Curry, but she doesn't have a lot of sparkle and pizzazz, and she whispers.
Mm-hmm. She gets real.
Yeah, she
like
very,
she's really into the story, and the, so
and
like,
then at toward the end she just drops off. Like
so,
this. And no, it's not that people don't like her. It's just that they need somebody with some spunk and
a
some
little
spark.
Perk.
And she's so over dramatic too. She goes, "We are so sorry for your loss."
Yeah, wouldn't you love a deal where you get a check for $20 million
to go away.
Yes. Holy cow.
Well, they can give her the $20 million and then prohibit her from working anywhere else.
Who cares? Yeah, exactly.
They're going to replace her, supposedly.
What? I don't have to work for 2 years.
No kidding.
Oh, no.
They're going to replace her with a gal named Savannah Guthrie.
Oh, I like Savannah Guthrie. Okay.
There's a very funny clip of her online, Ann Curry, and it was when she's getting ready to do her news, and she said, "Good morning this morning, in the news this morning, good morning."
Yeah.
Poor Ann. DreamWorks going to make a new movie. It's going to be called Trolls, and it's based on those tiny plastic dolls with the hair that stood straight up.
Yeah, that have not been popular for 25 years.
So they were popular in the 60s. Jason Schwartzman is going to have the lead voice role of the guy. Chloe Grace Moretz, the female lead voice. Charlie Sheen, whose new show Anger Management debuts on FX this Thursday, was on Good Morning America. He said that although he's quit using drugs, he's certainly not sober. When the anchor asked him if he still drinks alcohol, he says, "Well, who doesn't?" Then he went on to say, "I don't believe in rehab anymore. It's not for me. It's not for everyone. It's not a one-size-fits-all, and it didn't fit for me. We live in a country where it's always Miller time."
Wow.
Was Two and a Half Men on a major network like NBC, CBS?
CBS. Mm-hmm.
Boy, I got to tell you, this FX thing, good luck. I mean, to me, Conan O'Brien disappeared when he went on, what was it, TBN or whatever?
TBS.
TBS, yeah.
That FX has some good shows, though.
Is it basic cable?
Yes, I think I might get that.
All right, if it's basic cable, he's got a better shot.
And if anybody, I've talked about Louis C.K. before, he has a sitcom on there that is very, very funny.
Okay. Jimmy Walker, remember him?
Dynamite?
Yeah, Dynamite.
He rose to fame on Good Times back in the 70s. He says he's never watched one episode of the show.
Liar.
Walker said he was very busy with his writing staff.
Liar.
His writing staff consisted of Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Louis Anderson. And he said they didn't really have time to watch
it. Who in the room believes that Jimmy Walker has never seen an episode of the TV show he was in?
I believe him. Really, why would he lie?
Please.
Okay. And this awesome. You're going to like this next story because it actually confirms something you said, I believe, just last week.
Well, I'm right a lot.
You ready?
Go ahead.
It was a Forbes interview. Justin Bieber said he owes a lot of his success to the internet, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube in particular. Remember, you said he was so popular because of
YouTube.
The media.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what made him famous.
That's right. Okay. Celebrity auctioneer Darren Julian says that his company has agreed not to sell Elvis Presley's crypt. We talked about that last month. They were going to have an auction.
Right.
And all the fans went up in arms. And so they're like, okay, we won't auction that off. But they did auction off several things yesterday on Michael Jackson's birthday, so which they think helped with Michael Jackson sales. There was the handwritten lyrics to the song Billie Jean. They got $40,625 for that. His 1984 Video Music Award brought $50,000, and a pair of signed black loafers sold for $18,000. There was a motorcycle jacket worn by Elvis Presley that sold for $41,000. An Elvis Presley necklace sold for $31,000, and a lock of his hair brought in $4,000.
Well, I just don't get these people.
Wow.
And when did Michael Jackson die? Hell, it's been
3 years.
Three years ago.
Now, how do you know? What's to keep somebody from scribbling out the Billie Jean lyrics on a piece of paper and saying, "Oh, we found this in Michael's room"?
I have no idea. The guy who cut Elvis's hair, Homer Gil Gilliland, it was his personal barber. He worked with Elvis off and on up through the 70s. He kept locks of Elvis's hair. He attached them to business cards and gave out business cards with his hair on it, and then he collected the rest of the hair and gave it to friends.
Oh,
weird, huh? They also auctioned off some Madonna lingerie. It was a negligee, sold for $34,000, and a pair of underwear sold for $13,000.
I don't want her underwear.
I hope they washed it.
You know what? I would, if I were even a woman, I wouldn't want her underwear because I just picture her underwear as having leakage in it. I do. I don't think she's clean. Oh, she doesn't look clean to me.
No.
Nadia Octomom Suleman has a new man in her life. She's 36, she's the mother of 14, and she's dating a 23-year-old amateur bodybuilder named Frankie G.
Oh, that's going to last.
That's going to last. That's going to last, yeah.
She says she met Frankie through church, and their age difference is not a problem.
Well, if you meet at church, that settles it.
A quote from her says, "I have a mind of an 18-year-old." And Frankie G says dating the Octomom has its moments, but she's a wonderful person with a wonderful heart. Someone is shopping around graphic photos of football player Terrell Owens pleasuring himself. The woman trying to sell the pictures claims they met on Twitter, then they moved on to Skype, where they engaged in a cybersexual relationship, and she evidently snapped some of those pictures, and now she's trying to sell them.
Can you do that? Can you record Skyping on your computer? Can you capture it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't have a clue.
I didn't know that.
Tom Arnold says he wants nothing to do with the upcoming Comedy Central roast of his ex-wife, Roseanne Barr. They were married from 1990 to 94.
Well, that's too bad, because I'm going to tell you, that would make it funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
She has a new TV pilot, and NBC has ordered that. It's about the operator of a trailer park.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well, that's a good fit.
The Spice Girls reunited in London this morning to promote an upcoming musical based on their hit songs of the 90s called Viva Forever. Viva Forever will be produced by Judy Kramer.
Forever.
Judy Kramer. She was behind the ABBA musical Mamma Mia.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
So this could be big.
Nice Beaver.
All right, then. A group of Michael Jackson fans raised about $30,000 to decorate his tomb with 10,000 roses yesterday.
That's a good thing.
And then they're going to let the roses be taken to senior centers and other places. Yeah, I know. Where they can make people happy. Dr. Conrad Murray says he now regrets not testifying at his trial over the death of Jackson.
I bet he does. Yeah.
He evidently declined to take the stand at the advice of his lead trial attorney. His other attorney wanted him to, so now his other attorney says, well, if we get an appeal, we'll put you on the stand.
Too late.
The family of Rodney King asking for a public donation so they can pay for a proper burial for King.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he was awarded a $3.8 million settlement from the city of L.A.,
No
his
money
family
for me.
Says there's no money left.
Good night.
Beth Shack, I don't know who she is, you may. She's a professional poker player. She's being sued by her ex-husband because he claims during the settlement he was unaware of her huge shoe collection, which is apparently worth about $1 million. He says he wants 35% of his wife's shoes.
Wow. Man.
Why are we so dull? I mean, really, average people are just really either dull and boring. Or we're really just average and normal, and these people, $1 million worth of shoes.
No kidding. They're making a movie called Devil's Knot. It's about that Memphis Three. Remember those three guys that were accused of killing those three kids, and then they were let out last year? Reese Witherspoon's going to be in it. She's filming right now, even though she's, I don't know, I'm going to guess 5 months pregnant.
Prego.
I guess they kind of hide you or something.
Who could impregnate her?
No, I know.
Uggy the dog from the Oscar-winning film The Artist has become the first dog to put its paw prints in cement outside Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
He's the first dog?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, put that film in cement.
The event also marked Uggy's retirement from show business. Paris Hilton getting ready to release her second album. The collection is produced by Afrojack and will include guest appearances by LMFAO and rapper Flo Rida.
I love Afrojack.
Favorites.
Okay. Jenny McCarthy graces the cover of the July-August Playboy magazine. It's a 39-year-old sixth cover, seventh nude pictorial. She was first named Playmate of the Year back in 93. McCarthy says her son, Evan, who's 9, recently bonded with other Playboy playmates during an Easter time visit at the Playboy Mansion.
I bet he did.
Listen, the cover looks good.
And Peon heard this, too, and I know he did. I'm satellite radio, and I was on the road. I'd gone out of town, and I tune in. And Howard Stern has Jenny McCarthy in the studio.
Yes.
And she went on and on with great pride talking
graphic detail
about how she gave the best Monica of anybody in the world.
Wow.
She's really proud of her technique. I can hardly listen to it.
Yes, it was awful.
Pull over and take a pour cold water on yourself. My goodness. and she is. Boy, she's cute.
Yes.
Got a really good body, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg's son, Cordell Broaddus, has been offered a football scholarship by UCLA. He just finished his freshman year at Diamond Bar High School in Diamond Bar, California. At the movies, Pixar's Brave opened in first place with $66.7 million. Madagascar 3 was second with $20.2 million. And Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, opened third with $16.5 million in ticket sales. Happy birthday to Jeanette McCurdy. She's on iCarly. She's a cute little blonde. She's 20. Actor Jason Schwartzman, who was also in the news earlier, was in Slackers, Rushmore. He was Cousin Ben in Moonrise Kingdom, or he is Cousin Ben. Huh? He's 32. He was in...
any of these people.
He was in the... never mind. The Darjeeling Limited?
No.
What in the world are you talking about?
Fine. You don't see these movies.
No.
Country singer Gretchen Wilson, 38. You know who that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Actor Nick Offerman. He's on Parks and Recreation. He's 42. Actress Chris O'Donnell. You know who that is?
St. Louis guy who was in Hoo-Ah, Sin of a Woman.
And he was Robin, right?
Yep.
He's 42. Actor Sean Hayes. He was Jack McFarland in Will and Grace. He's 42. Singer Patti Smyth from the band Scandal, who is also married to John McEnroe, is 55 today.
They're married now?
That's what it says.
I didn't know.
Currently married to tennis star John McEnroe. Singer Chris Isaak is 56. Remember, Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing in Wicked Games?
Yeah.
Actor Getty Watanabe, I don't know any relationship to Dr. Watanabe. He played Long Duck Dong on 16 Candles.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I think it's Doug Watanabe's brother.
Stuff.
I think they're brothers.
He's 57. And singer Billy Davis Jr. of the Fifth Dimension is 72. And that is the Wood Report.
Wow. What a good one.
Another full one.
Tell you what, that's the hardest work anybody puts in on any part of this show.
Yep.
Pretty obvious if you listen at all. Good job, Tina.
Thank you.
Looking forward to next Tuesday. That was the Wood Report. And if you stick around, coming up, another reason Tuesday is a great day is because it's the day Joe Hipperson tells us about the new movies that are out on DVD and the new CDs. And I think that artist, that black and white silent movie, I think it's released today. He'll tell us, because I keep seeing the things on TV. Pick up your copy
too.
Of the artist. You know, I told you, I went to see that thing, and I don't get it. I don't get at all what the big deal
and
was.
And I loved it. I thought it was really touching.
Yeah, and a lot of people did. Usually when a movie comes out that's different than anything else and it's a huge smash box office hit and it gets an Academy Award, then here come the copycat movies. Don't be looking anytime soon for any other silent movies to come out.
You really can't. It was just a real simple and touching film.
But I think it's a one-of-a-kind thing. They're not going to be any follow-ups, or maybe they'll do a sequel. I will not be there to see that. But hey, I'm weird. A lot of people liked it. We are going to take a break and have Joe Hipperson come in. But before we do that, we're going to talk about that heat that's coming. And then about 6 months from now or less, you're going to be shivering and freezing in that St. Louis. Humid, hot, really cold, and everything in between. And windows take a brutal beating from the elements, because St. Louis can have sideways rain. It hits the house sideways. We can have hail. We can have, you name it, we get it. The only thing we don't get is dust storms, just the hurricanes. Oh, you see that, Florida? Boy, Florida.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Getting hammered. And I know a lot of people from St. Louis like to go down to Florida. One of my problems with Florida has always been that you're not escaping humidity, because they have it. You're not escaping bugs. They have it. And you're, you know, introducing yourself, in a sense, to hurricane-type weather that we don't even have here. But you need windows. You need good windows. And if you rely on a builder, home builder, and this is not a knock against home builders. I get it. When you build a house, you want to make money. But unless you go to the home builder and say, look, I absolutely want, and then you mention an upgrade in your heating and air conditioning. I want better garage doors than you're going to put in as standard. I want better openers. I want a better refrigerator than I saw on the model. And the same is true of windows. You just say, I don't want those entry-level windows. But nobody does that. Most people don't. And then, before you know it, you have to replace the windows, because the windows that were put in there when the house was built were probably not as good as the ones we hope you're going to replace them with, the Window World windows. There is a reason when a company is number one at anything. And I don't mean the advertising BS number one, where it's just made up. I mean when J.D. Power and people with credibility say that you're number one and say that your window ranks number one in customer satisfaction in the entire United States, number one in windows sold in this country by Qualified Remodeler magazine. You can't say that if it's not true, or I think you go to prison. So the Window World people would be in prison if they did that. We're creeping up on, I'm sure by now, closer to 40,000 homes. I know it's over 30,000 in the St. Louis area that have Window World windows. And that's in only, I think, less than 9 years in business in the St. Louis area. Now, Window World is all over the country, but you need to know that locally, the Window World locations, the two of them here in Missouri and in Illinois, are locally owned and operated. So they take great pride in what they do. Think of it as a family business, even though they may not have started the business. They jumped in, took a franchise in St. Louis. They're very, very, very big on customer satisfaction. And if you can show me anywhere another window for $189 that has the backing, the quality, the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, I'd sure like to see that window. I don't think it exists. The same price exists, with lesser windows. But if you want this one, you need to go to this website, Window World. Oh, at windowworld.com, and please, please tell them that you're AM and the PM. It's very, very important to us. We thank you for that. Windowworld.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they've cleared the accident on northbound 255 at Moosehead. There are no delays there. They've cleared the accident southbound 270 before Manchester. Boy, what delays you have here, though. It is jam-packed. I can tell it's at least at Dorset. It may be just a little bit north of Dorset, and that's going all the way down to Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 4064, that's slowing now from about Timber Lake Manor up through Mason. We just got a report of an accident with all lanes closed now on northbound 61, about 3 miles north of Highway 70, and that puts it up in the Wentzville, or maybe a little bit north of Wentzville, so we're on our way to check that out now. On the downtown bridge approaches, it looks great on eastbound 40, just a little bit off the pace between Busch Stadium and the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 looks pretty normal. That right lane is at Park up to the Poplar. Coming in from westbound 5570, you are slowing just at the Route 3 overpass in the two right lanes up to exit on the Missouri side. And then westbound 4064, it looks a little bit slow now from Chesterfield Parkway West. A couple little pockets out towards the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Pier 1 Imports. Let the festivities begin, and let them begin in your backyard. Find all the colorful outdoor touches that speak to you at Pier 1 Imports. From with your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's go, go!
The Redbirds are back.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
You mean the fellow's name?
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Want the inside scoop on all things Cardinals? Text cards to 84126 and you'll be in the know from the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-700-5589. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
You know, getting your teeth clean can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. 1-800-600-9815.
Does what you see every morning make you cringe? Do you find yourself regretting that rash decision you made 5 years ago? Is that grape slush color not sitting so well anymore? Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. And if you answered yes to any of these questions, it may be time to change that old paint color. Here at Schnars, we are making it easy for you to tackle that indoor or outdoor painting project with Valspar Medallion Paint. A paint and primer in one product, Valspar Medallion delivers performance plus with rich colors, added convenience, and long-lasting beautiful results. Act now and save a few bucks. For a limited time, receive a $5 mail-in rebate coupon on every gallon of interior and exterior Valspar Medallion paint you purchase at Schnars. That offer is valid on up to 10 gallons. So come in and transform that salmon mousse kitchen into toasted cinnamon cafe. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. SageToday.com/50.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. 3 generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Or johnbealroofing.com.
Christian Hospital has always embraced new procedures and innovative technologies. After all, we were the first St. Louis Community Hospital to perform open-heart surgery. We recently made healthcare history again when our skilled BJC surgeons performed the first ever full lung lobectomy in St. Louis using our minimally invasive Da Vinci robotic surgical system. See the full story at christiancares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
KTRS Restaurant of the Week is Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant, with locations in St. Charles and Ellisville. They're open 24 hours a day and serve a full menu all day. Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant.
Got an exterior wood staining project to do? Finish faster. Introducing Flood One Coat Waterproofing Finish, the wood stain that lets you finish the same day you start. Learn more at flood.com.
Hit the B Square.
Yes, it is Hip to Be Square. It's actually not Hip to Be Square, but it made a great song. It's time for Joe Hipperson every Tuesday. He brings us the new CDs and the DVDs that are released on that day, and he has been brought to you for quite some time. And don't think we don't appreciate it, you folks at Oreck, by the Oreck Home Care Centers. There are 7. They're locally owned and operated, and they get a lot of great products in there, including the world-famous Oreck vacuum cleaner, but so much more. Oreck, stop in, say hello, tell them your AM and the PM, and give it up, if you would, for Joe Hipperson, everybody.
Yeah, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
I am Jim Dandy. Frank, thank you for asking, sir.
All righty.
All right, so it's new release Tuesday. Are you pretty stoked and excited about what could be out there? I know that you like to experiment every once in a while and pick up something, and usually the ones I advise you to pick up,
well,
I'm more interested
in the DVD part of this segment than the CD part. I rarely buy a CD, DVD stuff, you have actually introduced me and turned me on to some good stuff.
And I have turned you off to some as well. I mean, let's be
That's
honest.
Right. That's right.
You're the only guy whose sense of humor I respect and revere so much yet you did not like The Big Lebowski. That's one of those things I cannot figure out.
I'll give it a third try.
Just one of those things?
I need to give it one more try.
All right, well, on the CD end, here are a few things that I doubt you'll be picking up, sir, but some people might. Linkin Park have a new record called Living Things. Maroon 5, Overexposed, is the new record they have out. Also, you can pick up The Offspring. The Offspring are still making music. They're still trying to be the band that they once were a very long time ago. So you can pick up Days Go By, and it's a very pathetic attempt at humor. A lot of days have gone by. I don't know whether this is one I'll be picking up. Not anticipating a rim shot for that. It was weak, pathetic comedy. You know what? I do think maybe out of curiosity, Frank would check this one out, because you can grab it on CD. You can also get a DVD of this. Robert Plant, lead singer, the golden god, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, is still creating new music. He did that stuff with Alison Krauss. He's got his group, the Band of Joy. He's really been trying to make music heavily inspired by deep southern, I guess you would call it blues, or, you know, just really grassroots stuff. What he's done is, you know, done a bunch of standards and covers. He's got this album out. It's called Live at the Artist Den. And from the Artist Den, he puts on a concert. There's well more than a handful of Led Zeppelin songs that he plays, but they're very much southern eyes. Does that make any sense, Tina?
Yep.
Being a musician, and Dan, I know you try, but I'm going to go to Tina on this
one. Oh, wow.
That hurt.
Wow.
Being a musician, you know what I mean, though, right? Like, you could take a song and you could kind of like twist it around and make it sound like it's a different genre, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, the whole Raising Sand thing he did with Alison Krauss kind of had that kind of vibe going on. It's a little bit weird when you take songs like House of the Holy, a really cool Led Zeppelin song. He really southerns it out. I mean, you're expecting Colonel Sanders to be sitting on the edge of the stage slapping his knee. It's really weird, but you're a Led Zeppelin fan, you dig Robert Plant, you want to hear him try to sing again, you can pick up Live at the Artist Den. Definitely at least worth a little curiosity. So there you go. On the DVD end of things, in case you've never seen it, kids, this might be worth it just so that you've got an experience you can never wash away, no matter how much soap you try. A movie called Deliverance is available on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and a very cool collector's edition Blu-ray if you've never seen it.
And even though it's dated, the vehicle is dated, and
yeah,
some of the scenery, it holds up perfectly.
It holds up very well when
it's even better. I watched it about 2 years ago, and I can tell you something, I enjoyed it more than when it came out.
It's the only movie where I'll say Burt Reynolds can actually play a role without the mustache. You know what I mean? It's the only time where the mustache doesn't help Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it in this film. It's a really cool movie. A lot of movies, I think, have tried to do this formula, you know, where a couple people kind of stranded off, or they're kind of hosed, and they're up a creek, basically. And they kind of, you know, have to really just bear down.
What's that one with Kurt Russell, A Breakdown?
Yes.
Yes.
With the truck driver, right? The truck driver
thing?
That's
a good one.
You know what I liked about Deliverance was the mix of friends, because it's more realistic. Like, they all three wouldn't be macho Burt Reynolds types. You know, you've got a pudgy, heavyset, short guy. You've got a more of an accountant type guy. You've got Burt Reynolds. It was really a very believable group of, was it three guys or four?
I think it was four.
Well, there's a portion where it's mostly three, right?
Ned Beatty, there's Burt Reynolds, and there's a guy, I can't think of his name, the slender guy who actually plays the guitar with the kid and the banjo. Mm-hmm. Was there a fourth?
I thought there was, but I don't remember.
But it was a good mix. I don't want to eat too much of your time. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Good movie, though. Okay, if you haven't seen Deliverance, but you recognize that little sound we play in the background, I always wonder what that was all about. Definitely at least find a way to rent it or borrow a friend's copy. Deliverance is quite out there. Christopher Nolan, who has got the Dark Knight Rises right around the corner, they got a Blu-ray film collection of his out and available to pick up, featuring five of Nolan's films. You can get Inception, you've got Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, Memento, and Insomnia. What's missing is a Christopher Nolan masterpiece. I think you're robbed if you get this box set. The movie The Prestige is not in there, which had Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
That was a great movie about illusionists and magicians. And at the same time, Edward Norton had a movie called The Illusionist that came out and messed up the box office.
At the exact same time.
Right, and The Illusionist just...
Almost identical movies, but yeah.
But The Illusionist was terrible. It sucked eggs. I'm telling you, The Prestige, just a little diamond in the rough for you. You pick up Damages, season 4, that show is available. Speaking of TV shows, did you guys know in 1983, NBC tried to make a TV show called Casablanca? Did you guys know that?
No.
There you go. Well, Casablanca, the TV show that was canceled after only 5 unaired episodes, in which Ray Liotta was a star, is now available on DVD for the first time. You can also pick up Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum and their version of 21 Jump Street that's out today. So is Mirror, Mirror, where Julie Roberts is trying her hand at the Snow White tale that some people think Kristen Stewart did better. Wrath of the Titans, following up Clash of the Titans, sucks and is available on Blu-ray and regular DVD. And last but not least...
Oh, man, he's a pro. He got it in.
Try and cram these all together real fast. 1,000 Words with Eddie Murphy. Rent it so you, if you want to be depressed, rent it. I promise you definitely won't laugh. Yeah. If you want 4 film favorites, there's one with Harrison Ford available today. It's only $12, featuring 4 films and a movie that got a bunch of Oscar buzz that I don't know a single person actually saw. The Artist is available today on Blu-ray and regular DVD. That does it for me. Talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All righty. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, guys. It up. We appreciate it.
And there were 4 people in the Deliverance. Burt Boy, Reynolds.
Who was the other guy?
Ned Beatty, Ronnie Cox, and a young John Voight.
Oh, that's John right. John Voight, yeah.
No, wait a minute. Ronnie Cox.
Ronnie Cox was the accountant-looking guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Burt Reynolds, Ned Beatty, Ronnie Cox.
You're right. I remember John Voight. Isn't that something that he didn't? The image of him just didn't jump in my head. Have you seen it, Peon?
Yes. Oh yeah.
It's really good.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's
those the guys they got to play the hill
little,
people.
You know what? It's a little slow. And then when it picks up, and you're right, wherever they found those people.
Oh,
whew, I mean, they're scary.
Yes.
If they're not the real deal, then they're the best actors in the world, and they didn't get near the credit they deserve. That was Joe Hipperson. He's brought to you by Oric twice a week and the Oric Home Care Centers. Stop in and check out some great products. On the way, we have Bill Cleveland. I got a really nice, you heard the phone call earlier from, what was the lady's name who went on? Oh, Stephanie.
That's
about
Stephanie,
First Community
yes.
Credit Union. What a nice phone call. And for anybody who thinks that those are set up, if you actually were in the studio every day and you see how we did this, my instructions from the beginning and from even years ago were don't screen any calls. I'm the only person I know who does a talk radio show who doesn't screen calls. Standard procedure is somebody answers a phone, the producer, and they say, and what is your call regarding? The problem with that is the caller can say one thing and then derail you and get on and say something completely opposite. Right. So I don't really care what the call. I just want a first name, and that's how it works. So when people call and do that, I realize it's a little bit of extra commercial time, but it says a lot. It validates what we try to tell you about places like First Community Credit Union and all our other sponsors. And to other advertisers out there, do you get that wherever you're advertising? I'll bet you don't. I'll bet the station doesn't put people on the air that just cold call to go, hey, thank you so much. Changed where I do my banking now. We get it a lot. We get it in emails. We get people who call. People are not reluctant to call to complain about things, but something's got to be pretty good for them to just voluntarily call and say, wow, what a great experience, as she did with First Community Credit Union. And I think that's going to be your reaction, too. So since you're probably banking somewhere and you're going to continue to need some place to do your banking, would you consider First Community Credit Union? That's all we ask. They have all the banking services that you're looking for. And I reached over because I almost forgot this. I just got this yesterday from Laura at First Community Credit Union. The rates on auto loans for 36 months just dropped to 1.69%. And the 60-month term is 1.99. Pretty incredible. FirstCommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Sounds like it's a good thing I'm in here, huh, Tim?
Yeah, it's been a crazy afternoon, and it continues that way. We just visited up in Wentzville, and it is northbound 61 right at Highway P, at the intersection of Highway P. 61 is shut down, although it probably won't be for much longer. They have 2 flatbed trucks out there trying to get the scene clean, and they also have They've got that oil-soaked stuff, that sand or whatever they put down when you spill oil. That's all over the road. So it is causing a jam up about 3 miles, and that's approaching Highway 70. That's northbound 61 at Highway P. Now we have southbound 270. That is stacking up from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry, and that's all due to an earlier accident. We have westbound 70 slowing from 370 out through TRUs. Once you get beyond that, it looks pretty good. Westbound 4064, that was heavy from Chesterfield Parkway West down through the Iceplex, but then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge, it was slow. And eastbound 270, that's slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by the 2012 Kia Optima. The 2012 Kia Optima, it's not your average midsize sedan. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house. 314-822-7100.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by LeCleve Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
How you doing?
Great, great.
Good. Well, the tabloids are saying that Jennifer Lopez's 25-year-old choreographer boyfriend is gay and just using her to boost his career. Yeah, right. Like they expect us to believe that they're gay choreographers.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Break. Hey, this is kind of interesting. Charlie Sheen, I guess, has been cast to play the President of the United States in an upcoming movie. Yeah, Charlie plays a different kind of president, though. For example, his stimulus package weighs 5 kilos and gets smuggled across the border.
I get it.
Speaking of drug humor, in softball, a team of pro-marijuana activists recently defeated a team of White House staffers 25-3 in a softball game. Yeah. Would have been 40-3, but the marijuana people kept falling asleep on third. Oh, no,
keep it going. You're rolling.
Okay. And finally, there's that. Well, a man says his iPhone survived after he dropped it out of a plane. Yeah, I don't know. Not surprising, I guess. If there's one thing the iPhone's good at, it's dropped calls.
Oh,
I get it. See, that's a good closer.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by LeCleve Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KCR.
Thank you, Bill. Here goes Bill. Here comes the Playhouse. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. Tropical storm Debbie makes landfall in Steinhatchee, Florida. That means rain until Debbie eventually makes its way across Florida and into the Atlantic. Forecaster Dave Roberts.